Everyone, and welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Why are you laughing at me?
Because you get all like, what's up today? Just all. Yeah. It's like Jack Jams.
Welcome, everybody. Our first story of the day. Hey. Y'all, okay, so did y'all see that Peloton is in like a real bad spot?
Yes.
Is this all from Sex and the City?
And Sex and the City did not help.
No. And also Billions didn't help either.
What did Billions do?
Oh my God. They had another person die because of a Peloton.
Oh my God.
And then Peloton was like, can y'all fucking stop?
Yeah.
And so.
Well, okay. So this is what's unfair, right? Is like, so Sex and the City, like, I have not watched the show, but I, when this happened, I read about it. So, like, that character has already had one heart attack on the show.
Yeah. Like, big. Yeah.
Yeah, he already had. Okay, Kev. Mr. Big. He had the dude, as healthy as might be, weak heart. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is not, that's not Peloton's fault. Dude was trying to do his best. He was being healthy. He was doing everything right. And his heart gave out. Like, this shit fucking happens. That would be like, it'd be so dumb to be like, oh man. The stock and treadmill went down because a dude had a brain aneurysm. Totally unrelated to the fact he was on the treadmill. But, yeah, like, yeah. Well, he died on it. So that, you know, it's the same people that are like, oh, my uncle died because he had the vaccine. Oh, that's the vaccine killed him? Oh, well, no. He had stage 4 lymphatic, or cancer or whatever, right? But totally unrelated. But, like, oh, man, I'm not going to get the vaccine because it killed my uncle. No, it didn't. You know, it's the same dumb shit. People are dumb. It's unfair. So I feel so bad for Peloton for this. Like, they did do it. One, fictional. Two, it's not.
Yeah, that's the best part. That these are fictional deaths. So people are like, I'm going to boycott this over a fucking fictional death.
Oh, no. No, I know not that Peloton, my big. I know Peloton did have some issues with, like, I guess they had, like, a treadmill also that, like, led to, like, some, like a child dying.
A treadmill ate a child.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, they got sucked up underneath the treadmill and then died.
Yeah.
So it's been rough for Peloton because first that the kid thing happened, and then their bikes got too expensive, I guess, and so they tried to do a price cut. Then these things happened. Now they stopped producing bikes because the demand is so low. So they're not producing any equipment anymore. They've put a pause on it. It's not indefinite, but for now. And now there's rumors that both Amazon and Nike are in a quiet bidding war to purchase them.
It needs to go to Nike. What the fuck? Why does Amazon need to have it's? I know why they need it, because they're Amazon. They have to have their finger in fucking everything.
Yeah. They're just going to tie Alexa into it.
Exactly. Okay, I will say this though, like if I get one through Amazon and like I get the Peloton like service, the workout plan service thing that you have to pay for, but as part of my Prime, that's a different story.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because that's $40 a month.
Mm-hmm.
It's like paying for gym membership.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, essentially, that's kind of the point,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No. Oof. God. Jesus. Wait, so what happened on Billions? Who died on Billions?
I don't know. Same thing. Like somebody had a heart attack and just like, I don't know, fucking died on it. I don't fucking know.
I'll ask Ed. Ed watches
another Billions. Dig at Peloton. They're like, come on.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Fucking Christ.
Yeah.
There's more. Kev, can you get a drop ready? For I haven't done, you haven't done it in a really long time, but Star Citizen is back in the news.
There was a drop for Star Citizen.
No, but I just wanted you to make one up right now.
Oh, here, hold on. Now loading. Yo, it's Star Citizen, the one you remember, but the one you'll never forget. Wait, no, wait. We need another 3 million because we want to not release this. Yo, we need another 3 million. Yo, Audio Jungle, pay us another 3 million.
That's good. That's really good. So they're reworking their roadmap to avoid distractions caused by unhappy players. So, AKA, we're not giving you any information, you fucking nerds, and we're never releasing this game.
What's crazy is I've actually seen some videos of people playing it on like TikTok and stuff. So there must be some like playable version, like people flying around and like someone like nuking a moon.
You can 100% pre-purchase a ship and then go play what like a special build. You can go fly around and shit like that. What's the problem is that it's been in development for a decade. So that's 10 years, and they've raised $433 million now for this game, and we're still years away from it ever coming out, or if it ever comes out. And the problem is that people are still soaking money into it. Like, they're still like, yeah, let me buy this $5,000 fucking vessel that I can park my other 18 ships into. Is it made? No, it's not even made yet. The ship's not even created yet, but the pictures look cool.
NFTs, the game.
No shit, man. I was thinking the same fucking thing.
Yeah. If there was ever a fucking physical fake version of an NFT, it's this game.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I bought this ship. Like, oh, so you can find, no, I cannot, well, not yet, but I have the receipt. What happens if the game never comes out? You know,
I would not soak my money. I would not soak my money into this game just based purely on the fact that it's never going to come out.
I'll wait till it's actually out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, that's one of the games I have no patience, no problem waiting for it.
We don't even know if it's going to be good. People are soaking $433 million into a game. And what if it comes out and it's the most boring piece of shit game ever, and it gets like a 1 out of 10, and then people are still going to back it. They're like, yeah, I believed in this project. The reviewers are just trash. They don't know what they're talking about.
You almost have to be that way, though. If you've sunk thousands of dollars into a game, and it was trash, like, I guess you could eat crow and be like, yep, I fucked up, I spent too much money. But so many people are gonna be like, you know, well, no, man, it's so good, like, you just have to listen, you're just not playing it right.
You're not playing it right. That's the excuse.
Here, you want to play it right, here, give me your credit card. All right, here, we're gonna charge $5,000. Now you're playing with power.
Yeah, you know what? You didn't spend $5,000 on these ships. So this is on you. Because if you had this ship, you could fly so much faster, and it just changes everything.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yep. Game changer.
If all you need to do is spend $3,000 to get this upgrade on your ship. That's what they're going to end up doing. Is they're instead of unlocking ships and stuff, they're going to treat it like the real world and be like, well, you can buy a new model and we have loans as well. You can take a ship loan at a 2% interest rate if you don't want to pay it off. It's $4,000 for this ship, and then you can spend a year or 2 years paying it off, and so have fun, everybody, and then people will do it.
Payday loans is going to open up an e-shop inside the game. That's where you go apply.
You make a joke, man, but it's gonna fucking happen.
I'm telling you, that's metaverse shit. Yeah, I'm 5 years from now when we're recording episode 600 or whatever, we're gonna be like, that damn payday loans in fucking Star Citizen that still isn't out.
Yeah, they're going to, in the metaverse, you will be able to apply for a loan and pay it off to buy bullshit digital content. I guarantee it. Okay, so here's the biggest news I think that we've could come up with is that Palmer Luckey is
what? There's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Ready your voice, Doug.
It's too early. I don't think I can.
He has purchased an underwater drone company.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, weird.
And so
weird fetish.
He's going below waters. He's bought Dive Technologies. It's a startup focusing on autonomous underwater vehicles, or as the industry calls it, AUVs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So let's see here. It's a customizable drone that can handle not only military tasks like anti-submarine warfare. Undersea combat zone awareness, but what? Peaceful duties like mapping seabeds and with sensors and all that bullshit. It could be useful for commercial ventures as well as the Navy and all that shit. Do we want to trust Palmer Luckey with weapons of mass destruction?
No. Can't even trust him to wear shoes.
No. Yeah. Fuck no. Fuck no, man. Kev, this week, or next week, when is it coming out? Hold on.
Tomorrow.
Are you getting your Steam Deck?
Am I getting my Steam? They said they pushed it to like next quarter, but I don't think I'm going to get it. I don't leave the house. Like I'm having we're doing a trip to California in like March, but that's about it, dude. I've otherwise I'm not leaving. I don't think I could justify having like a.
Wait a second! You're both going to California in March?
Yeah, the same weekend too. Yeah.
We're gonna meet up. Okay. That would actually be all right, funny. Doug. I'm sorry, man. I didn't want to have it come out this way, but
fuck, guys.
We're going together.
Yeah, GingerCon 2022.
Yeah, he. I'm his plus one.
He is.
He's going to show me what the ginger is all about.
Inside and out.
No, that sounds like a con I do not want to go to.
Well, too bad, because it's just going to be me and Jer.
And Colin and Ashley and Debbie and...
No, Debbie's staying behind. I'm meeting up with a friend out there. Like one of my friends.
Oh, Kevin.
My friend Scott.
Oh.
Yeah. I've known him since just after high school. So, yeah, about 20 years now.
Tell me more.
Good friend.
Jer wants to know because you guys are going to go have a date together at Disney.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be near each other. I don't know. We're going to be in like the San Jose area. So I don't know how far.
Jer's going to be up in San Jose at one point. They're going to Disney and then they're going up the coast. And they're going up to the Redwoods, so they're going to pass right by San Jose.
We're ending.
Are they? I don't know.
We're ending our adventure in San Jose or in Santa Cruz.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'll try to figure everything out. We'll coordinate.
Well, we're parking on the beach, and we're going to have a feast, cook hot dogs, and grill burgers, and have a good time. Roasting marshmallows and camping out on the sands of life as the waves crash by to let us know that this beach has been here well before us and will be here well after us.
Pause.
Sorry, what are we doing? What are we doing again?
Scene.
What are we doing? I'm sorry, I blacked out a little bit.
Rehashing John Mayer song.
That fucking scared me a little bit for some reason. Hey, where are you going, girl?
She brought me food.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, Santa. Okay, there's.
Where are you? Where was the food at? Where's what'd you get?
All right, dude, Santa Cruz and San Jose are like right by each other.
Fuck yeah.
Like, Santa Cruz is on the like beach. And let's see. Hold on. I need directions. Directions to from Santa Cruz. Let's see what the difference is. It looks like just miles.
I mean,
34 is 32 miles, oh, wow. 34 minutes. So you could, it's McDonald's because we're trash people.
Oh, that doesn't make you trash. That just makes you human.
You know what the best thing is that they've added at McDonald's? Sorry, I know this has nothing to do with news, but it's like one of my favorite things to get there now.
Yes, it is. Because they.
It's a frozen Coke.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, now I'm sure if I went into the store or whatever, I'm sure I could have them like mix because they do frozen Coke, they do frozen Fanta, they have like all their drinks are like frozen also. Like I would mix the fuck out of this with like some, they have like a wild cherry one. Like I would, this and like a wild cherry? Are you fucking kidding me? That's what I get when I go to the fucking movie theaters. Like Coke, wild cherry.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Okay, but have you seen their fucking, when you go into the mobile app, have you seen their menu hack?
I've seen it, but you shared it with us.
Oh my fucking God. They've got a menu hack now where you can get by land, by sea, and by air sandwich. It is a filet of fish, a chicken sandwich, and a burger on a bun.
Oh, that's gross.
Dude, you sent that picture and I like internally died. Like my insides literally liquefied. And like, ran out my ass. Like I had, like, you know how sometimes you eat McDonald's, like your insides just they cramp up and you immediately just hate yourself. Yep, that happened. Sure. I just looked at a photo of an Uber Eats fucking picture of this monstrosity.
It's so funny. They're willing to do this, but they still won't bring back the bucket of fries. Like you bastards, you fucking cowards.
Yeah, the thing we actually like from you, your fries, like.
Dude, the bucket of nuggets. They used to do like 40 piece nuggets or something.
You
like
can
that.
Still do that. 40 nuggets.
Yeah, and it's only like $10.
Yeah, it's like
be right back.
Oh, he's gotta go. And then they also have another hack sandwich where I actually was like, well, yeah, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. It's a double cheeseburger with chicken nugs on top. And I was like, maybe I would try that one.
Man, there are more stoners working for McDonald's now coming up with these ideas.
What's wild, though, is that a lot of these things, like, can't unavailable after midnight. And it's like, what the fuck? Why? That is prime time. Like,
that's these peak hours.
These need to be like when Jack in the Box was doing their late night, those Jack boxes or whatever the fuck they were called. They would come with like, oh, you want some nachos and some mozzarella sticks and a taco and like a... an ice cream cone.
We're just gonna pour bacon cheddar all over everything. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, there's someone like, yeah, you know, someone leaving the bar scene closes, you got to be open for that.
Exactly. Yeah, it'd be like curly fries and tacos, and yeah, it'd be like, this is just stoner food. But they knew that, like, that's who they were, because it was the munchie thing or whatever, like that's what it was called. They knew who the fuck they they knew who the fuck they were advertising for. The late night like stoner crowd that comes to our restaurant, like, and McDonald's meanwhile is putting this monstrosity on their menu and like, no, if listen, munchie crowd, not for you.
Yeah. This is for the respectable man.
Yeah, the respectable man's going like, that's something I eat when I was stoned off my ass, like, what the fuck. Yeah.
they're catering to the 9-to-5ers out there.
This is for the businesswoman, the businessman. This is all for them. This is not for you. This is for someone who wants to relax their suit after a hard day of work and just really let it hang out.
Man, I remember White Castle did that in the 90s. Like, they had like a 5-sack for like $4.20, literally $4.20. Like, they advertised it. They ran commercials. And it was like, man, they are just not hiding it. Like...
All right, that's it for What's Up Wednesday. Tomorrow we got Thirsty Thursday, and I'm going to let you guys know right now, we're going to be talking about the Book of Boba Fett and probably Peacemaker, probably not Peacemaker. I don't think they're caught up on it. For the most part, it's just going to be about Star Wars, I believe. So stay tuned for that. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Yeah, Ben.